We want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Healing Insight. Healing Insight is an acupuncture and holistic medicine clinic on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. Owner Senya May and her team of practitioners can help patients with everything from anxiety to fatigue, digestive issues to women's health, and so much more. And we are living through such an uncertain time. Many of us are dealing with a level of stress and anxiety that we've just never seen before. And the team at Healing Insight is here to help. You know, stress takes its toll on our adrenals. And Senya can do a free phone consultation to see if virtual adrenal testing is right for you. Senya and her team are doing Facebook Live videos twice a week and personalized virtual appointments. So whether you're comfortable coming in person or want to connect virtually, Healing Insight wants you to know they're here to take care of you. I've personally been seeing Senya for several years. I'm now part of her membership program, which means I have a standing monthly appointment. Senya was also our featured guest on one of our most listened to episodes of Best to the Nest. It's episode 25, simply titled Anxiety, and in episode 113, where we talk about coping with the COVID-19 global pandemic. Visit healinginsight.com. That's healinginsight.com to find out more about Senya and her team.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And as we're speaking this morning, Elizabeth, Mother's Day is this weekend.
It's coming up. You won't be going out to brunch, likely. You will probably be home, but that's okay. You can still make it special. So today, our theme is the Mother's Day love list, things we love that might be really wonderful to give or to receive or to get for yourself on Mother's Day.
And I don't want to be really sappy, but I'm going to be. The only thing I would really love for Mother's Day is to actually be with my sons.
Oh.
And it just feels so strange. We were supposed to go to Chicago in April to visit them. And of course, that didn't happen. And I see them every day. I talk to both of my sons every single day. So I see them on FaceTime. But it's weird to know that I can't just go there.
Yeah.
That's probably not advisable right now. They both live in Chicago, and Chicago's having its troubles like a lot of cities. And I know there are lots of mothers who are either really, really missing their children or perhaps grieving their children, but just really want to be close. And so as we go into our love list, know that Elizabeth and I both know that what you love most of all are your children. But if you can't be with them, or if you are with them, these are the things we love this Mother's Day.
For sure. And frankly, Marjorie, there are a lot of mothers out there listening right now who are feeling like they're getting too much time with their children. On the opposite end of the spectrum, I just want to speak for those mothers who may be feeling like there's just too much togetherness time, because if they're home from school, they never leave. They never leave. And if you're working from home, you never leave. And so Marjorie's words, while very sweet and applicable to some mothers, maybe not applicable to every mother.
This is the beautiful thing about this podcast. Right there is the difference of perspectives. You are absolutely right. So my heart goes out to all of you mothers who on Mother's Day don't want to be around your kids.
Yeah.
You totally get it.
Yeah. I think there is probably a significant portion of moms this Mother's Day who just want to get away.
Yes.
Who just want to get away. And
yes,
that's okay too. Whatever works for you.
So forgive my sappy opening.
Yes, I loved
get
it.
Get away from your children.
I thought it was so sweet. All right, what are we loving for Mother's Day, Marjorie?
You first.
Okay. All right, I have a couple things. Should I give them both to you right away?
Yes, go for it.
Let's hit it. Okay, so this is really a fun idea because I love subscriptions to things. And I love when like a box of something just shows up. We've given my mom quite a few subscriptions.
throughout the years. Like, we did a wine subscription 1 year. We've done, for a sister, we did a cheese subscription 1 year, where, like,
oh, that's great.
It's 3 months, sometimes it's 6 months, where for a gift, you get that special little package every month. And I think that's so sweet. And so I have recently found out about this fabulous flower CSA. Now, full disclosure, I am doing some partnership work with them on my social media, so you'll see some posts for them. But I am obsessed with this idea, and it's called Sarah's Cottage Creations. And she is this local woman who has this, like, landscaping business that her family has had for a long time, but she grows gorgeous flowers, Marjorie, on her flower farm in Stillwater.
Okay.
And so
okay.
this
stop, stop,
year,
stop, 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 right for a moment. Never really wanted to be a farmer until you said flower farm.
Flower farmer.
A flower farmer.
It's fabulous. So now she decided to share all of these wonderful flowers by starting a flower CSA. So what you can do is you can sign up for a month. You can sign up for a couple weeks. You could sign up for 3 months, whatever you want to do. And then you will get different flowers throughout the season. So she has flowers, like, I've been getting tulips the last 2 weeks, Marjorie, and they just show up at my door and I put them in a vase, and they're so fresh because they're grown right in Stillwater. There's, like, barely any carbon footprint. I mean, they come from Stillwater to my house in Minneapolis.
That's great.
Versus, you know, a lot of flowers that you buy in the grocery store are coming from across the world.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not super sustainable, but she has ways of lengthening the season. So she grows flowers under these hoop houses so she could get her tulips were blooming before anybody else's. Mm. And then she extends the season into October. So, like, next will be dahlias and then ranunculus and peonies, and you'll get different flowers throughout the season. And so you can look and you can see, like, oh, my mom's favorite flower is dahlia. I'm going to get her the dahlia bouquet CSA, which goes from July 9th to October 29th. And you can pick how long you want it to go. But it's just a really fun idea. And I think a lot of us are looking for things for mom, or if you are a mom, from your family that isn't more stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, not more stuff to figure out what to do with.
I always try and buy stuff for my mother-in-law and my mother, things that will go away, because they really don't want more stuff. They really are trying to pare down, and they're, in my mom's case, she's always sorting through stuff. So I don't want to do that. But oh, that's a great idea. But that's only available to people sort of in the Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
Yeah,
right?
You have to be in the Minneapolis area to be able to do it. But you can also, you can look up flower CSAs in your area, because I'm sure there are others too. But just think about it. You don't always have to just do a vegetable CSA or a meat CSA or anything like that. You can do community supported agriculture through flowers. And Sarah is just darling and wonderful. So I wanted to give her a little bit of love. I've been having a lot of fun posting pictures of my tulips and things like that. And then the second thing that I am really liking that I think would be a fun idea for Mother's Day is a Masterclass subscription.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't really know that much about Masterclass. And then my husband said recently, he's like, I think that we should sign up for this, because there was like this wine class that he wanted to take. And then there was another cooking class from Thomas Keller that he thought looked really great. So we did the subscription. So it's $180 for the year. So it is, that's a little pricey, I think, but you can do a buy one, get one free pass. So you could buy it for yourself and then buy it for your mom. So just count it as $90.
Seriously,
and then just count it as one of your subscriptions, you know?
My subscription just renewed and now I'm kind of mad because I've had it for, I think, 2 years or 3 years. And maybe two. And I love Masterclass.
It's so cool. So yeah. I'm loving the Alice Waters Masterclass. She, of course, is the chef owner, the founder of Chez Panisse, the famous restaurant in Berkeley, California, which really kind of founded the farm to table movement in this country. And her cooking class is all about sort of intuitive cooking and getting back to basics and letting the ingredients guide what you make versus finding a recipe, searching for those ingredients, and then making it. And so I really like that approach. And it's just been a fun thing to watch, where I don't feel like I'm drained at the end of watching it. And they're pretty quick episodes. So you can watch a 10-minute class or a 20-minute class and then
do the work?
Move on. I haven't done any of the work yet.
other workbooks. So I've watched Ron Howard's is great on directing. It's a great masterclass because he's so charming.
Yeah.
And then Annie Leibovitz on photography is really wonderful. I mean, they really don't. I think my son watched Gordon. I think Gordon Ramsay has one.
He does. Yes.
They're really, if you want to do the work, I don't really do the work. I just watch the videos. But
right.
It pretty much, masterclass pretty much has anything you could possibly be interested in as a hobbyist. And then even for me professionally, there are lots of things that I've watched that are helpful to me. But what I love about it is you really get to see these people's personalities. So if you admire their work, you get to be with them. It's like having, it's masterclass. It's like having the greatest professors that you could imagine for things that you love. So
it's,
I think that's
cool.
A wonderful idea. I didn't know about the 2-for-1.
Yeah, 2-for-1 going on
right
now.
I'm a little frustrated by that.
Share it with a friend. Share
it is pricey. It is pricey.
It is.
Well, that's wonderful. So my love list for Mother's Day, I did two things. Like I said, for my mother and mother-in-law, I always try and get things that sort of either disappear or that don't add to any sense of clutter. So my mother-in-law lives in Florida, and about 5 years ago, I think I got her our gardenia shrub, which they planted right away. And they love it. When we go down and visit them, they've talked about it. And so I got them another one. So that's what
sweet.
Sent her for Mother's Day. Yeah, it's super. And I always get the small one.
I love how gardenias smell, too. They're amazing.
Oh, I do, too. They're so wonderful.
You kind of either love it or you hate it. I love it.
Well, it's so funny to me. I'm that way about lilies, too. I love the smell of lilies. But I know people who, hate the smell. And I absolutely just, if my house were filled with lilies for the rest of my life, I'd be a very happy camper.
So
and then for my mom in Chicago, she had expressed a tad bit of frustration with the quarantine because she's done absolutely everything that she could possibly do, she thinks. So I think 2 weeks ago, I gave her a writing assignment. My mom's a really beautiful writer. And so I gave her a writing assignment. She whipped through that. She's like, how many words? I'm like, 1,500. So, and I gave her the topic to write about. I wanted to know what it felt like to be 86 and quarantined.
Yeah.
That you're spending maybe the last couple years of your life, certainly. I mean, it's a delicate conversation, but when you're feeling like you can't leave, because my mother's very, very active. I mean, she's all over the place in Chicago. And so she was getting a little frustrated. So I gave her the writing assignment. She whipped that out in a day and a half. So it was like, that's not sustainable. So what I got for her for Mother's Day is, you're going to love this, The New Healthy Bread in 5 Minutes a Day.
Zoe and Jeff.
Yeah, the new book, because she's been baking some bread. So I'm hoping that will keep her happy for a little bit so she can bake bread every day.
That is a really great book for bread. And it's so great because it's the new healthy bread. So it incorporates a lot of whole grains
in it. And then on my personal love list, the boys don't really give me presents for Mother's Day. That's not really been a thing. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I always ask for the same thing. I ask for a poem or a short story or something. And they both said, no, that won't happen this year. This is the joy of having a 28 and a 26-year-old. They're like, oh, no, you're not going to get that, Mom. So, okay. So I made up my own love list. And this is what I want for Mother's Day. And I generally don't ask. And so I'm saying this to the universe because I know nobody in my family is going to listen to this. I realized, Elizabeth, I need to raise my bedroom game.
You want better jam jams.
Oh, yeah. Better pajamas.
Yeah.
Pajamas are everything to me. And what I figured out during the quarantine is I am relying on the ones that I have had for years.
Yeah.
Because they're so soft and comfortable. But I don't look very sharp. I don't look like I'm in a magazine. I just need to up my pajama game. So I love linen. And so just for anybody who's out there that wants to up their pajama game, I'm going to put this in the show notes. Vogue in March put out an article sort of at the start of the quarantine of the best pajamas for women.
I'm scrolling through it right now. It's really good.
Yeah. And on it, they had Serena and Lily linen pajamas. And if you've ever had a great set of linen pajamas, you know why these are spectacular, because they do just get softer and softer and softer the more you wash them. And so I'm going to find a pair, whether it's these, although I do love these, but they're a little pricey, a great pair of linen pajamas. So that's going to up my game. That's on my love list. Now, the other thing is I have these in Tempe is linen sheets. I'm just going to up the whole sleeping game. Do you have linen sheets? Or you ever had linen sheets?
No, I just have cotton sheets. But I think that we were just discussing getting a new mattress last night, actually, because it's just, I think you're right. Really focusing on your sleep and making everything about it be comfortable and happy and like temperature focused and all that kind of stuff and like feel pulled together is really important. I mean, sleep is so important.
And it doesn't have to, I mean, it can be stupidly expensive.
Well, crazy, yeah, of course.
But it doesn't have to be. I have had linen sheets for 6 years. When I first tried my first set, it was like, okay, I'm never, from my bed, I'm never going to have anything else. Here in Kansas, Ian picked the sheets here. But for the house in Tempe, I have linen sheets. And it doesn't have to be expensive. I seriously found the set that I'm using now, which is like 2 years old. I just washed them and put them right back on the bed. I found them at TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
And so they don't have to be expensive. But Garnet Hill has some beautiful linen sheets by Eileen Fisher, who Eileen Fisher, as a clothing manufacturer, is all about sustainable cloth.
Yep.
And so if you care about those kind of things, when and if I buy another set, I will buy it from her just because I believe they're making all sorts of amazing headway in how to even recycle fabric. And then finally, I don't know that I'll ever buy these, but I want them. You've heard about Birdies, haven't you?
Yes.
The slippers.
Yes.
These are the ones that Meghan Markle sort of made famous. But I was looking at velvet slippers because if I'm going to up my game,
these are fabulous.
Have velvet slippers.
Oh my gosh, these are like sold out in every size, Marjorie. You have to have a size 5 to get these.
I know. But the ones I picked, and I'll put the link in our show notes, are pink velvet with a big pom-pom. I mean, how fabulous is that? I'd be like out of a 1930s movie. Anyway, that's my love list.
I love the love list. It's so good. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write us a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest or go to bestofthenest.com to receive our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.